We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
IB Nation, welcome back to the Irish Breakdown Podcast, live here on a Friday for Notre Dame Recruiting Hour. This is a big one. Ryan Roberts, Director of Recruiting here at IrishBreakdown.com, joined as always by Mr. Sean Davis, who is a recruiting analyst here at IrishBreakdown.com, as well as the co-host of the Lucky Lefty Podcast. You can find that on any and all of your favorite podcast platforms. Sean, we have a really busy one, man, because for people that have been living under a rock, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, which means in Notre Dame land, that is not just about drinking and having a good time. That's about offers going out to the 2026 recruiting class, a part of the annual Pot of Gold offer event that was started 4 years ago. And we'll talk about a little bit of the history of the Pot of Gold. We'll talk about the importance, the relevance. We'll also talk about what the 2026 board looks like today before the Pot of Gold even kicks off, some things you should expect, some numbers, some interesting details that we can't disclose names to y'all, but we could talk a little bit about some numbers and some areas of strength that we see in the 2026 class early on. Sean Davis, though, before we start, man, how's everything going?
Hey, everything is good, double R. Good to be back on with you. It's been about, what, 3 weeks?
I know, man. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I hope everything is going well in your land right now, my friend. I know it's been a little bit of a tough one, but I hope everything's good.
You know, it's always dark, but the sun comes out every morning, right? You know, it is what it is, but I feel great, man. Notre Dame football, we have what? Big weekend this weekend with recruits. Next weekend, the pro day, another practice. And then right after that, we lead into what? The blue and gold game. So it's a lot, it's a lot to feel good about as an Irish fan right now.
And there's a lot that's going to be coming up at IrishBreakdown.com because, like Sean said, not only do we have spring practice on the horizon, not only do we have the Notre Dame Pro Day for the 2024 NFL Draft on the horizon, not only do we have a busy month of March for recruiting visits, but then we lead right into April, Sean, which is going to be a huge month in recruiting for Notre Dame, getting a lot of official, unofficial visitors and some officials at that point, but more on that will happen in June. So we're rocking and rolling here, folks. We're going to get into a lot of topics here today. One quick side note as far as a little bit of movement from shows. Usually the Monday show is our Monday mailbag, where you guys bring in a lot of great questions. That is moved until next Friday because, Sean, Sunday, Pot of Gold, Monday, we'll be right back with the recruiting hour to talk about the players that were offered, because it's a lot. It's going to be, guys, if you're on the boards at boards.com, get ready for the flurry that is going to happen on Sunday, because we are expecting a massive number of offers.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Sean, I want to start before we get into some of the areas that I think are going to be key for Notre Dame in 2025, before we get into just some of the relevance of the Pot of Gold in general, some of the past wins of the Pot of Gold as far as early offers. We'll get into every part of the positions in 2026 that we have high expectations for early on. But I want to start out by, just for people that haven't been following along, there have been several players already offered in 2026. So how this kind of works, folks, just so you know, is that players are obviously, some players are offered before the Pot of Gold. Some players you wait to the Pot of Gold. We'll talk about offensive lines one specifically, where usually offers start on the Pot of Gold. But we have some early offers that we just kind of wanted to put out there and show you what the board looks like right now, because 2026 has already been kicked off. And we're going to start offense here, Sean. Let's get talking about some of these early offers, and then we'll get into the 2026 Pot of Gold version. But as of today, The offense is off to a pretty fast start. We have 7 quarterbacks that have been offered in 2026, a running back, you have 6 wide receivers, and you have an offensive lineman. So no tight ends have been offered in 2026, only one running back, only one offensive lineman. Obviously, the offensive line number will go up by several going into Sunday. But Sean, we have I kind of want to start the conversation off with quarterbacks for a second, because there are going to be some people that are going to ask, and it's a very understandable question, are we going to see the quarterback board expand in 2026? And the answer is very unlikely. Okay. Very unlikely, because Sean, not only do they have 7 offers out already, they're in a pretty good position with several of these guys. So we've talked in nauseam on this channel about how we like where Notre Dame is with Ryder Lyons, how they have early momentum with Brady Smigel, how they have early momentum with Brady Hart. Noah Grubbs is coming back for a visit this offseason as well for his 3rd time. So quarterback board for Notre Dame in 2026, off to a very fast start, to say the least.
Fast start and wonderful quality. This, we talked about this, Double R. This might be one of the most impressive classes of quarterbacks that we've seen in the last 10 years, just from a prep standpoint of just overall, if we look at it from floor and the floors of these young men and then the ceiling, you know, a lot of times you look in classes and you say, well, this guy has a high floor and then, you know, this guy has a high ceiling and that. It's some really high floors in this class at the quarterback position. Different styles.
Yes.
You know, different styles in the guys that Notre Dame has tapped in this class based upon what you put up there. But there's no way you would be mad with whoever comes out of that pack. Right. And whoever Notre Dame lands on and gets in the 26 class, there is no feeling of, oh, man, I wish we had gotten this other guy. I mean, you might have a preference, but you're not going to sit up there and say, oh, man, what? Why did we take him? No, this is one of those, if you mess this up as a quarterback evaluator, then, man, you might want to rethink what you're doing, right?
It's a great way to put it, Sean, because I was talking about the 2025 class. I was thinking back to it last year. I remember that Notre Dame had offered several big-time guys in 2025. At that point, it was like, obviously, Deuce Knight, but it was George McIntyre. It was guys like Antoine Hill. It was KJ Lacy out of Alabama. Like, it was a great board, but there were still, Sean, there were still, for me at least, a couple guys on that board where I was just like, all right, he's a pretty solid player. Like, all due respect, I'm not going to throw shade to K, because he actually ended up reclassifying the 2024. But like, if Notre Dame would have got Cutter Bowley in the 2025 class, I wouldn't have been so jazzed, right? Like, I wouldn't have been like, oh man, Cutter Bowley. Like, I wouldn't have been like just crazy excited about it. But I think you make a great point of like, if Notre Dame ended up with Ryder Lyons, I would be ecstatic. If they ended up with Noah Grubbs, I would be very, very happy. If they ended up with Brady Hart, I'd be happy. If they ended up with Brady Smigel, I'd be happy. Troy Huhn even is a kid that I know you like a lot out of California as well, who's the most recent quarterback offer. So, and if they somehow ended up with Jared Curtis, which isn't going to happen, I would be like through the roof happy, you know, almost at the moon as far as my happiness is going to levitate me a little bit. So quarterback class is incredible. In 2026, it really is. And I don't like to get super hyperbolic with kids that have only finished up their sophomore year, but I watched Jared Curtis throw the ball about 4 times and I was like, okay, I don't need to see anymore. I legitimately don't need to see anymore.
He's first of all, 6'4", 220. Right. As a side, that's absolutely insane. And he's very, if you watch the way he drops back, the way he runs, the way he holds the ball on the run, he's very reminiscent of Ben Roethlisberger. If you just watch him, and then the way he moves and just like shoves people off, it's like this kid is a sophomore and he's like making everybody else on the field look like minions. It is, he might not be as polished. This, once again, goes back to what I said. Like, you look at other guys like a Noah Grubbs or Ryder Lyons or Brady Smigel or Brady Hart, Troy Huhn, who I like. Yep. All of these guys have their different areas where you feel like, yo, this is what makes him special.
Yep.
But everyone fits what Notre Dame is trying to do. You know why? Let me tell you why. I'm going to go ahead and just read what you have on the screen here. 6'3", 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 6'4", 6'2", 6'4". The days of 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet in the Notre Dame quarterback room seem to be over, Ryan.
See, that's it's over, Sean.
Those days seem to be over. Let's go find talented 6'3", 6'4", quarterbacks that actually exist. We didn't know those quarterbacks existed for a while at Notre Dame. And now, you know, this coaching staff is showing us, yeah, you can go find big talented, big arm quarterbacks with different talents. But I am super excited to see how this plays out. I really am. And my wonder is there a time crunch now? Like, are these young men, if they are truly interested in Notre Dame, is there a time crunch on them and how they evaluate the Notre Dame situation, knowing, hey, if I'm ready to go, I might have to tell them, yo, I'm ready to commit. Like, right. Does a kid show up at blue and gold game and say, you know what? I'm ready to be the quarterback in this class. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, so a crazy note that kind of emphasizes the one thing you said, Sean, about, and because you made two very important points that I want to hit on both. One, you mentioned the height. We have some verified measurables on that group. And the shortest player, because sometimes guys are listed at 6'2", but like they're actually 6 foot, right? Like we don't trust the number. Ryder Lyons is the shortest player on that list, and he is a legit 6'2". Like he's been measured at a camp at 6'2". So the shortest guy that you're looking at is a 6'2" quarterback. We have seen Noah Grubbs, a legit 6'4". Brady Hart, 6'4" plus. Brady Smigel, 6'4" plus. These guys are tall dudes, man. Like they are getting some taller quarterbacks to definitely strengthen the room. There's no doubt about it. And I would also say this too, Sean, because you mentioned this. There is going to be competition for this spot because Notre Dame right now is in a good spot with, I would say, Ryder Lyons, Noah Grubbs, Brady Hart, Brady Smigel to a degree, and then Troy Hune is obviously the newer guy on the board. But Notre Dame's in a good spot with several of these quarterbacks. I don't know if you saw this, but I had an interview with Noah Grubbs where we talked a little bit about the visit and just kind of a recruiting update type of thing. And he mentioned that one guy that is a part of the potential spot in the class is Brady Hart, who he actually trains with down in Florida, like literally trains there. And he said, it's going to be interesting to see how that all figures itself out type of thing. And I'm like, that's interesting, man. So they know that there's like, although Notre Dame loves Ryder Lyons and love Noah Grubbs, they know that there is competition for this spot, man. This has become a much more attractive spot is kind of what I'm going at, right? Mm. Mike Denbrock, Gino Gadulli being able to sell the vision and then obviously having Mike Denbrock as the case study of like, look what he's done offensively. I would say just overall, this is a quarterback position, a quarterback number in a class that is becoming more and more attractive than maybe what we've seen in the past for Notre Dame.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have to look, they're talking about it in the chat, like the background of the quarterback room. Mike Denbrock, the last time they had a comparable quarterback room as far as that talent, it was when Mike Denbrock was here. You know, and he was working and developing those quarterbacks. So you're right, the position with Gino and the weight. Look, the perfect poster child could be recruiting, but could also be the development of Steve Angeli. And yes. What we saw in the spring and what we ended up seeing in the Sun Bowl.
Yep.
Like, yo, look, this is the development path here at Notre Dame at the quarterback position, which was something that a lot of people have been crying about for a decade, talking about the regression of the quarterback position at Notre Dame had been the narrative.
Yep.
Now it seems like in a 2-year span, that narrative has changed, which has led to increased interest on the recruiting trail. And it's led to the prospects in the 26 class now, where you're looking at, what, 7 guys that now are fighting for one spot. And I say that in all honesty. Yeah, you're fighting for a spot. It's different than other schools where schools are like, in a position to have to beg someone to come. Right. It's like Notre Dame is at a spot now where they're like, look, I'm sure they have their pecking order. But like we said, all of these young men are very aware that, yo, time is of the essence. And yep. more than likely, Notre Dame is going to want the leader of that 26 class in place by this summer. They're going to want that. They're going to want that guy going into the fall, being the head of the class, being one of the main recruiters, and being the face of the recruiting class. Mm-hmm. So it's going to bear watching to see how it plays out, because it is absolutely one of the best positions that the coaching staff has been in with this position in recruiting, and that the entire program has been in going into the 24 season from a production standpoint. I mean, the same thing that we have talked about in recruiting, we feel the same. Well, I feel the same way, because you haven't had a chance to come down and actually see a practice yet, Double R. But
I have not.
After what I saw, you flip a coin. Which one, take CJ out of the equation and just say he's on the Kenny Minchie path of being the scout quarterback and learn. The other three, flip a coin. We can get to the playoffs with any of the other three. All of them are confident. All of them have physical tools. And I've said it before, man, Steve Angeli is not backing down. He is super confident. And that only makes everybody in the room better, that type of competition, right? And this is what we've seen from Alabama, Washington, other top programs. Stack talent in the quarterback room. If someone transfers, okay. Keep stacking talent. That's what allowed Nick Saban to transition from being a run-heavy defensive team to, okay, now I'm going to explosive offenses because I'm stacking different style quarterbacks. Remember that as well. He went from Jalen Hurts to Tua. That's two totally different. And he was able to win and get the championship games with two different styles, but you have to be able to stack the quarterback room regardless of the style. And that's what I love. And you can tap into this. It lets me know, based upon the quarterbacks that they're recruiting, they're not afraid to coach. They're embracing coaching the position rather than it looked like the previous guys that recruited the quarterback position recruited to a style. They wanted guys that fit this mold, this body type. And now it seems like they're comfortable going to get a Jared Kurtz, or they're comfortable getting the Ryder Lyons. Like, whomever it is, it's our job to coach and develop that young man. That's refreshing as well.
Yeah, I just think it's become a much more attractive situation to be in if you're a quarterback coming to the University of Notre Dame. I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, literally Notre Dame has stacked, like, this is the last 3 years. Kenny Minchie, CJ Carr, Deuce Knight, and they did that with a pretty underwhelming passing offense over the last couple of years. Pretty underwhelming. Can you imagine how attractive the quarterback position at the University of Notre Dame? Because we know from a branding perspective and from a monetary perspective, that's a very attractive position to be in, is to be the quarterback at Notre Dame. Could you imagine, though, if you now take the upbeats, like if Riley Leonard has a big season in 2024, that showcases that, like, hey, things are different here at quarterback. I mean, you're just starting to, I think, kind of fill in the gaps of why you would want to come play quarterback at the University of Notre Dame. And, you know, you mentioned it, guys like Steve Angeli, CJ Carr, Kenny Minchie, the next wave of quarterbacks taking a massive step forward under Gino Gadulli. That's going to be big time for Notre Dame over the last couple of years and next couple of years, and getting another big time quarterback in 2026. Cause I'm not, I think someone said, like, no more placeholders in the class, Sean, where it's like, you just take a guy because he wants to come and you like him enough. It's like, Notre Dame, I think, is shooting for elite guys every single year, just about, right? They're shooting for CJ to Deuce. And then if they get, like, Ryder Lyons, like, everyone wants Ryder Lyons. Like, his offer list is expanding quickly, right? So just keep getting dudes, and that position will do well as long as you can develop it properly. And I trust this staff more than I have staffs in the past of getting as much as you can out of the quarterback position. Like, that was a spot that you just did not get enough at over the last couple of years. So quarterback, well taken care of in 2026 moving forward. This is what the board looks like, guys. It's going to change very quickly on Sunday. We're not showing you any of the players that have not been offered by the University of Notre Dame yet during the Pot of Gold. This is just what the board looks like today for 2026. And by the way, I think I mentioned it at the beginning, but if I didn't, we're not doing a mailbag at the end. So if you have any questions or anything that you're wondering about any of the topics we're talking about, please put it in the chat as a super chat and then we'll be able to get to it. But we're not going to hit a mailbag at the end because, you know, we're a little busy. It's a busy couple of days. Someone checked in with me yesterday, Sean, and they were like, hey, man, I had a question for you on the board. I know you're probably busy. And I'm like, man, it's been a busy couple of days, man. Just for some context, I've written about 30 offer stories in the last 3 days. Like it's been a wild couple of days, man. But we are rocking and rolling, heading toward Sunday. Sean, real quick, offensively, not too much of a conversation to go about because, again, quarterbacks is one that we've gotten a lot of, you know, insight into how Notre Dame's trending. But right now, only one running back on the board, Jonas Walton out of Georgia, who will obviously be offered again on Sunday, but there's going to be several other running backs that are going to join that conversation. Wide receiver group, decent amount of wide receivers as of today before the pot of gold. Really funny one, though, Sean, because we'll talk about it at the end. California has been kind of hit or miss with Notre Dame over the last couple years. Not that Notre Dame hasn't gotten guys out of California, but I just mean the number of targets that Notre Dame has targeted out of California. It's been, I feel like, a little bit lower. We're going to talk about it, but California is going to be very important for 2026. And I think that's exemplified by you see six names at wide receiver right now today. Five out of six are from the state of California and the other one's from Florida. So I think that's a pretty good sign, but you know, even though I guess technically we can count Chris Henry Jr. as an Ohio guy, technically, because he just transferred to modern day. But regardless, he's a California guy for now, I guess. So a lot of California kids and then only one true offensive lineman on the board as of today. And we expect that number to expand. The second part of this conversation is going to be a lot. Oh, man, what did I just do? I just hit a button and that did not work out well. Oh, wait. Oh, there we go. Okay. Sorry. I just hit a button. Sean, you ever accidentally hit a button and you're like, I don't know where this is taking me? And that just happened to me 10 seconds ago. That was fantastic. So let's go to the defensive board, Sean. And this is going to take a lot less time because we're going to get into the 2026 class here, guys, as far as what you should expect on Sunday and how much the pot of gold means for Notre Dame's branding moving forward. But this is the offer list for the defensive side of the ball today before the pot of gold, Sean. 9 players on the defensive side of the football have been offered by Notre Dame in 2026. For context, guys, we just talked about 7 quarterbacks that have been offered by Notre Dame. 7 quarterbacks, only 9 defensive players. You should expect the majority of offers. I don't even know what the percentage is, but it's a high percentage of offers coming on the defensive side of the ball on Sunday. We have 3 safeties, 3 corners, 2 linebackers, and a defensive tackle, Sean. That's all. So defensive heavy on Sunday, my friend. A lot of defense.
And you love that, right? And we've talked about what – but see, this is – they've gone position by position, question by question, in my opinion. I think the first reality was – and the first domino of the progression of Marcus Freeman in this program was the recognition of, all right, we got to go get Sam Hartman. Or which ended up being Sam Hartman, but it was the recognition that things have to change in this room for us to take the next step in the program. As a defensive coordinator, he had already recognized we need to get longer and more athletic. And that went into play early on in his recruiting classes as defensive coordinator and extended into when he became a head coach with guys like Jalen Sneed on so on and so forth. Now they know. We have production from Riley Mills, Howard Cross, who both of us would probably say without being disrespectful or not with the intent of disrespecting, they've overachieved. These are guys.
Especially Howard Cross. Agreed.
Yeah. With the production they've given Notre Dame, they've overachieved expectations from the time they came to Notre Dame. And you love that, but you don't want to live on that cliff at Notre Dame. You want to go get some guys that can be studs. That have attitudes like a Sean Siviliano Jr., where you look, I'm trying to get to the NFL. Like, that's his mindset. Yeah, I love Notre Dame. I love the education, but I'm coming here to get to the NFL. It's nothing wrong with having that mindset and going after kids like that. You know, defensively, this is what we've seen. You know, no more do we have the previous era, which Notre Dame was incredible. Under BK defensively because they lived off development defensively. especially up front. Every now and then they would get, you know, a guy like a Jerry Tillery who was just talented, right? Or Sheldon Day, right? Every now they would get a Stephon Tuitt. But that wasn't like every year we're, you know, reloading at that position. And it was built basically on development, right? And you have to tip your cap to the coaches and the staffs and the DCs that were able to continue that trend. I don't think Marcus Freeman wants to live in that area. I think at every position, he wants to get more athletic. He talked about Kingston after the first practice. Like every now and then you see a kid and you say, okay, he's going to have a chance early.
How did Kingston look in person to you, Sean? He looked
good? Small. He's small.
He's small, he's really? Good.
Yeah, I mean, in comparison, you see Drake Bowen lining up in middle like linebacker.
You mean like bulky, right? Like
Yeah. He's going to add weight. You could tell. Yeah, he's small. He's smallish. But he's in high school, he was so imposing. He looked bigger on the field than he really is. And then you compare him to the other guys that have been in the weight program. And you see Drake, and you're like, okay. Okay, but once again, that points out, because I feel like J.D. Bertrand was he got to a point where he wasn't as small as he was when he first started playing.
Yeah.
But if you put JD next to Drake, that's two totally, you're talking about 6'3", like it's a totally different body type. And these are the changes, right? Same thing with the wide receiver room. Like, yo, we've never watched a practice where it was that much speed at the wide receiver position. We just haven't. And so everybody's up top looking like, just looking at each other like,
who's that? What's happening here? Yeah.
Is this AI? Are they showing us something that's like generated? It is really just reflective of the impressions from a recruiting standpoint where they came in like Home Depot and there were questions and this staff was committed to finding the answers in recruiting. And I think what you talked about, what we're going to see in the 26th class, which I think has been answered. One of the continuing questions for us that we feel like has been answered was safety. The 25 class answered that. And it could get even better, right? So they continue to build and answer the questions that have been longstanding questions from a recruiting standpoint. And they still hold fast to, yo, we always have offensive linemen. We always get good cornerbacks. We always get good running backs. We always get good tight ends. But now we're starting to answer the other questions that have been issues for a long time in recruiting. And that is what we're going to see, I think, in mass with the offers that are going out on the defensive side of the ball on Sunday.
Yep, so we're going to see a lot of names, guys. We'll talk about them on Monday, some of the names that really pop out to us. We'll have the nice little spreadsheet for you all to talk about that when we do. But for now, I think just a couple of quick notes here that I would just drop to you all as far as like early impressions on 2026. Notre Dame's in a good spot with Talanoa Ealy, who is a linebacker, kind of hybrid player, second-level defender out of California. He speaks very highly of Notre Dame. I would say Notre Dame is trending in a great direction early on in that one. Mm-hmm. I think the other kid, too, I don't know if you've seen him, Sean, but Albert Hill, who's a corner out of Ohio, a little bit of a smaller kid right now. He's only 5'10", 160 pounds, and I think that's verified. It's pretty close to in that ballpark. He's getting recruited by a lot of big-time programs, but Albert Hill actually went to the same high school as Marcus Freeman and Mike Mickens, so they have a little bit of a connection there, so keep an eye out for Albert Hill as well. And then maybe the most athletic kid that's on this list is Jet Washington, who's out of Bishop Gorman, the 6'4", 185-pound safety. Some people are recruiting him as a wide receiver. Notre Dame is obviously recruiting him as a safety, so keep an eye out for a couple of those positions, but there will be a lot more names that we'll throw out to you guys on Monday. We're going to get to the next segment here in a second. We're going to talk about why Pot of Gold matters. We're going to talk about the uniqueness of it, and then we're also going to talk about the 2025 class as far as who was offered during the Pot of Gold last year and how much impact did that have on those specific players. Before we do, transition quick, but hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and hit that notification bell at the bottom of the screen if you're listening to us on YouTube. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, whether that's Apple, Spotify, or anything in between, make sure you subscribe and hit a 5-star review on there as well. Boards.com. We'll have a lot of conversation on Sunday and then obviously going into Monday on the Pot of Gold. But we'll get to the next conversation here shortly on the Irish Breakdown Podcast.